What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back, folks, for our continuing coverage of the winter storm. This really could be historic in many ways. I think the largest amount of snowfall that we've had in the city was back in the 1800s, about 5 inches of snow. We believe we've had about 3 to 3.5 inches of accumulation thus far, so we may be well on our way. Here it is, 12:08, and they're talking about this snow falling until 6 or 7 o'clock this evening. And it's probably snowing as hard as it has snowed all day long. Joining us on the line, Craig Jacobine, owner of Craig's Electrical and Generator Service. Because when your power goes off, Craig comes on. Craig, welcome to the show.
Hey, Noel, how are you, man?
Doing well. You know, I say this all the time. Best investment I ever made was that generator. You have the comfort of knowing that if there's a power interruption, that you are going to have power. Any particular challenges, Craig, when we have an event like this?
Well, no, I can tell you right now, the challenges is I'm going to be in Louisiana right now playing in the snow with everybody else. Yeah. We're in Nashville. It's just freezing cold. There's no snow at the Generac Conference, you know, to accept our top 100 dealer award. And, you know, like I said, right now, you know, we're talking with the dealers and, you know, so let me step out this class and get on the radio for... And they're laughing because they said, Craig, it's 4 inches of snow. Y'all don't have any snow plows down there in Louisiana? No. I said, no. I said, if we did, it's probably broken or something like that. You know, it might be.
Well, we do, Craig. They got some from somebody up north. And the governor of the state of Arkansas has lent us snow plows and salt spreaders. So we're in pretty good shape at the present time. But the snow, I'm going to tell you, you've not seen anything like this.
I'll put it this way. I had to go get a battery and put my phone on charge because the text message I'm getting between, you know, employees and friends and family, and I want to be back home right now.
So, Craig, any you know, essential advice as it relates to generators? We've had very few outages thus far. The temperature has been kind of hanging around at 29, 30 degree. But tomorrow is going to be something different. In fact, we're looking at not getting above freezing, but for about 4 hours and then being in the low 20s through tonight and into tomorrow morning. Any particular challenges relative to generator equipment?
Yeah, I mean, like right now we have customers that, you know, they have the red lights on and they're going out checking them, even though we've been trying to get them in service plans for the last year. Now they all of a sudden, hey, you know, we need our generator service. So that's just not going to happen right now because the roads aren't safe. And our team's monitoring it. But, you know, what homeowners can do is go out there and, you know, make sure it's got the green light, or go ahead and hit the manual button, make sure it starts up and let it run for a few minutes. And this is why it's important, why we like to see these generators exercise once a week. You know, that way we can make sure that they're starting up, that the fluids are moving around, especially for something like this. One question that we kept getting a lot of phone calls about was, do homeowners have to wrap their natural gas lines or propane lines? not particularly in Louisiana. It's not like we're going to be freezing, have freezing weather for weeks and days, you know. It's just a, you know, there's really no water in the gas line. They might have a little moisture in there, but it's nothing that's going to hurt the generator. But the biggest thing is that if you do have a generator with a battery or something won't crank up, turn over, I would say a 26R battery. You can find those at your local AutoZones and Walmart and things like that. I don't know if they're open or not right now. I doubt it. But if you would need that, oil would be 5W30 full synthetic. You know, I mean, right now it's just kind of at this point where, you know, if you weren't prepped for this, it's kind of, you're kind of stuck. I mean, that's, you know, that's like the joke what we're kind of telling the guys up here is, look, Category 5 hurricane, we're running around, you know. Snow, we're inside. You know, it's just we're not equipped for it. I mean, vehicles aren't. So, but once things get safe to where our team can make drive around, we're gonna go after and start repairing generators and doing what we have to do to get. But right now, it's just sitting by waiting. The roads are safe and all that.
Yeah, I mean, it's an unusual circumstance, something that we don't see very often, right?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And obviously has unique challenges. Anything else relative to, I mean, I know, you know, you talk about condensation in the gas lines, but as it relates to anything that there, is there anything that they could do like right now? You don't, so for example, I'm sure there are people that put a cover on their generator. I can't imagine that that would be recommended, right?
No, I mean, you want to, the biggest thing is that, you know, right now, look, and it's even crazy to even say this, right? And I have a winter guide that's on my, on our Facebook, I mean, on our website, it's craigselectrical.com. And we actually have a winter guideline that's actually based on what we see up north. And part of that right now is that you want to go out there and if there's snow accumulating around that generator, push it back 3 feet because you don't want it getting sucked in like 3 feet all the way around the generator.
Right.
That's one thing that I never even thought would just, I'd have this conversation. But it looks like you're probably going to have, just from what the weather's saying, at least maybe 8 inches, up to 8 inches of snow.
Right.
So, and depending on what, when, you know, when the wind blows, you know, you get these snow, what they call a snowdrift. You're just going to have piles of snow that's just going to be accumulated higher in areas, especially hitting against the generator. You know, like when it's going to accumulate, you want to clear 3 feet around that generator because you have the exhaust, you have the intake, and you have the actual another intake in the back where the stator and rotor is at, what pulls the air and kind of keep that part of that generator cool, and that's what produces electricity. So that would be my recommendation is get the snow off the lid and clear 3 feet around.
And you can just do it with a broom, right? You can just take a broom
correct.
And do that.
Yeah. I think the snow right now is more that powder. Come tomorrow, once it heats up and it freezes again, people are going to see a different type of snow. You know, they're going to see where it's going to be a lot harder. It's slick. It's a different type of snow. You know, right now is the snow from like the snowball. You know, it's real fine. You know, it's just nice. But
yeah.
Now go ahead and out there. As soon as you get the opportunity, get out there and clear 3 feet around it, generate. And then also, one thing that you got to be careful is if you have electric heat and you have two AC units, you know, two HVAC units, watch the heaters, the electric heat, because it will trip a generator if you know, and that's some of the calls that we're getting as well. You know, the heaters are turning on, you know. So I would say, you know, maybe run the heat upstairs for a little while and run the downstairs a little bit, you know, and just kind of alternate it. I mean, that's really it's
because the heater side of the AC actually draws more amps.
That is correct. Yep. Yeah, that is correct. You know, I mean, even with, you know, that's what I wanted to tell you about, even like with these portable space heaters, you know, you want to make sure that, you know, most of those space heaters average about, you know, 12 and a half, 13 amps. You know, if you got to watch plugging those in, because if you trip a breaker, you know, you have to go outside and you're going to have to reset the breaker, you know, and so, I mean, you have to watch what you, and even, you know, just with, when it comes to heaters and things like that. So, I mean, there's a lot of winter stuff that we don't really pay attention to, but now it's, you know, probably a once in a lifetime storm, you know, we'll be dealing with right now.
Exactly. Let's go to Tom on line one has a question for you, Craig. Tom out in St. Bernard. Go ahead.
Yes, Newell, thank you. I'm thinking about getting one of these generators. I have a question about the infrastructure supplying natural gas to these in an emergency. There was a story on last time there was an outage on one of the local stations where they actually had to cut natural gas. I think it was in Jefferson Parish because of the increased use of everyone going to these standby generators now, whole house generators right now. Does anyone see a problem with this in the future? I mean, if we get one of these generators and you're not able to use them because the natural gas is being cut off by the utility company.
Correct.
Well, you don't really see that. I mean, right now, you don't have a widespread outage. You know, usually you'll see those type of issues when you have like a Hurricane Ida, where you have a massive amount of power outage, right? And you have a lot of people using generators and things like that. But the utility companies, They monitor the pressure that's going into these into the gas lines from the city side, the utility side, and it's usually about 80 pounds sitting on the utility side, and it goes through a regulator and drops down to ounces of pressure. But you know, as far as like a widespread outage, you're not going to really have that with this storm. I know the one article that came out, and it was on the news, was down, I think, the Thibodaux area, and it was an older neighborhood that had smaller gas lines. And one of the biggest things that you see is that people will go put generators in without being permitted. And when they don't have a permit, there's no way for the utility companies to be able to track that you do have a generator that's going to use 300,000 BTU, right? And so if you have one that's using 300,000, that's not accounted for in another one, it would put some pressure on the system. But Atmos and Energy are very good at trying to adjust those pressures and watch them coming out from their gas plants. So, you know, it's the old areas, the older neighborhoods, where you do see these common issues of lack of gas pressure, which you're saying. But it is a common issue, but it's in a lot of older neighborhoods and, you know, more rural areas.
What I'm looking at right now is I'm not worried about this kind of outage right here and this kind of weather. What I'm worried about is a hurricane when we have these major outages, when we lose whole sections and everyone is going to these generators now and even converting the little standby generators like I have over from gasoline to natural gas, with the increased use, I see a problem and I don't know if I want to go ahead and commit to getting a system like this if there's going to be a problem in the future for a major outage.
Well, Craig, I got to imagine you would recommend that Tom speak to the gas provider. He's in St. Bernard. to gain a better understanding of what their capacity is, right?
And that is correct. Yeah, I mean, it's in the areas where it's more, where you have more populated, you know, it's more populated, you don't really have those issues. It's you know, I had a friend of mine that lived out in Paulina, and he lived in this new neighborhood, and you know, he lived further back in the neighborhood, and after Hurricane Ida, he was having issues with his generator with gas pressure. But come to find out, there's this, you know, 8 or 12 inch line that's across the street, and what was supplying the neighborhood was only a 4 inch line. So you basically had a bottleneck, and eventually they came back and pulled that out and matched the gas line up. It was proper for that neighborhood, and that solved the issue. So they are aware of the issue. So when areas do have lack of gas pressure, they go to work, and they want to get out there.
They're in the business of selling gas.
Exactly. Right. So they're going to get out there and take care of that. So I would definitely contact a utility company, especially the area that you're in, and talk to them about it, you know, and see what they recommend. And like I said, they might tell you, look, instead of going with a low pressure gas meter, let's go with a high pressure gas meter. So there are alternatives that we can do to make sure that you don't have utility issues with your gas coming into your home.
And my experience, Craig, is that they have been, at least in Jefferson Parish, very responsive.
Yes. Yeah, Atmos and Energy are very good. I mean, that's one thing I have to say is on the gas side, they're very responsive, you know. And then the thing is that, you know, we've been in business long enough to where we have direct contacts to, you know, supervisors and things like that. So it makes things a lot better, you know, for all of us.
Final thoughts, Craig?
I just mean, you know, enjoy it. Enjoy the snow. Enjoy making memories with your family. And, you know, look, those that don't have a generator and, you know, stay warm. And if you do lose power, but at the end of the day, you know, I mean, this is a once in a lifetime storm. You know, if you have family and friends and, you know, go out there and make the snowman and take the pictures and post them on Facebook. And, you know, I'm sitting up here in Nashville watching. I'll have fun. So.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on finishing again in the top 100 Generac dealers in the country. We appreciate all that you do. We appreciate the partnership that you have with us here at WWL, and continued success to you, my friend.
Well, thanks, Newman. Look, I really appreciate the opportunity, that, you know, at WWL, and you as well, and you know, our customers. We wouldn't be where we're at without you guys. So, well, thank you again, and you know, thank you guys when I received the award tonight.
Thank you, sir. Really appreciate it. Stay safe. Stay warm. Craig Giacomon, owner of Craig's Electrical and Generator Service. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. When we come back after the break, we will visit with Gassan Corbin, the executive director of the New Orleans Sewerage and Water Board. Stay with us.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.